punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to, excuse me. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City. Sorry about that. I've kept my mouth shut for about 30 minutes and I hadn't talked to anybody, which is unusual. And so I was like, whoa, no voice. Anyway, man, she's a hot one out there, people. Be careful right now at Hollis, the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma. It's 101 degrees, Eric second at 100, and there's a 20-way tie for third, Granville, Altus, Mangum, Hobart, Elk City, all at 99 degrees. May Ranch is at 90, Cherokee, you're at 90, and then you get further to the east of that line there, it starts getting back in the 80s and 70s, but it's heat index values of, I took a picture of it while ago from the mezzanine. Let me reiterate that. Yeah, so in southwestern Oklahoma, down in Greer, Harmon, Kiowa, Jackson, Tillman, Comanche, Cotton, Caddo, you guys are, all have heat indexes of 115 to 120 today. And the rest of northwestern Oklahoma and west central Oklahoma, 110 to 115. So please be careful out there today, guys. Don't overdo it. And just drink plenty of water. And those poor people over there around Kingfisher in Oklahoma City that don't have any electricity right at the moment, whew, it's going to be a long day. Check on your elderly neighbors, please, whether you live in the city or out in the country. Keep in touch with everybody. Make sure everything's going, because this is some dangerous heat going on. I think around Viside and Woodward, they got a little bit of rain last night. A friend from Viside said they had 1800s. My father-in-law that lives over there by Garber and Billings, they got 3/10, a little over 3/10. So there's some showers around, and we got a slight chance today. I guess if you're in the right spot at the right time, we got it going on. Does anybody out there have any clean chemical tanks that I can haul some water in? I need a couple tanks while I'm thinking about it. Prefer ones that didn't have nitrogen, liquid nitrogen in them. But if you got a couple of clean tanks, those 300-350 gallon tanks, I'll take them off your hand if you want to get rid of them. You can text me on my phone, 821-6646, and I'd appreciate it. I'm setting up a trailer to haul water. Farming and ranching, isn't it just coolest thing ever? You got one place over here 5 miles away that doesn't have any grass and plenty of water. And then you got another place over there that 5 miles away that's got bukus of grass and no water. But anyway, I didn't take long. Thank you, sir. Anyway, this is from the guy I'm going to do his cotton planting for next year. Look out over there by Dale High. Jimmy's going to be on a planter. I'm going to earn me a prize out of this deal. Anyway, maybe not. Anyway, so I appreciate that. I found some, never mind. Anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybeans and grains were slightly higher in overnight trading on unsettled weather in the U.S., where recently planted crops are growing. Strong thunderstorms and excessive rain are again forecast for areas of the Midwest today. After hitting parts of Nebraska and western Iowa yesterday, flood warnings have been issued along the Missouri River. That's a big old river to be flooding. From South Dakota into Missouri and along the Mississippi, along the Iowa's border with Illinois. Several other waterways are expected to overrun their banks. Excessive heat, also an issue, as heat indexes will jump into the triple digits in southeastern Kansas, southwestern Missouri, in most of Oklahoma. About 67% of the U.S. soybeans were in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 70% a week earlier, the Department of Agriculture. 8% was blooming, up from the prior five-year average of 6% for this time of the year. 69% of the corn crop earned top ratings, down from 72% the previous week. 4% was silking, ahead of the average of 3%. Spring wheat ratings plunged on a weekly basis, but were still at a lofty, nice word, 71% good or excellent. That's down from 76% a week earlier. 18% of the crop was headed at the start of the week, on par with the average. Have you guys ever been up there in northern Idaho and up in there in Montana and Wyoming and those big old rolling hills up there where that spring crop wheat, they got that spring winter wheat going on, those big old hills, and you just wonder how the combines stay on the side of it. If you ever get a chance to drive up there about basically right now through August, to drive up there and look at that, it's one of the most unusual, prettiest sights you've ever seen. It just makes you wonder, why are those guys farming the side of that mountain? But they do it. That's the way they do it. So anyway, and there's not as much erosion going on as you would think, because they don't have any terraces on the side of it, but they leave strips of native stuff ever so often in there, I guess, to catch it or whatever. But anyway, it's pretty cool stuff. Spring wheat ratings, got that already. Soybeans for November delivery rose 3.25 cents to $11.14¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 30 cents to $3.42.40 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.37 cents to $0.43.19 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery added a penny to $4.44 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery gained 2.25 to $5.62¾ a bushel. And Kansas City futures overnight come up 2 cents to $5.83½ a bushel. Red meats in cold storage was lower month to month as beef, pork, and pork belly supplies all declined, according to the USDA in a report. Total red meat supplies on the last day of May was reported at 929.7 million pounds, down 3% from the last day of April. That's also down 5% year over year. Beef supplies fell 3 cents from the previous month and were down slightly from the same date a year earlier at 423.7 million pounds. Pork inventories and cold storage total 481.9 million pounds, down from 3% from the end of April and 9% from May 31st of 23. Pork belly supplies also declined, falling to 71.4 million pounds from 76.7 million a month earlier. That's a 14% drop from the same date last year. Weather in our farm belt looks like severe thunderstorms and excessive heat are forecast for parts of Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, according to the National Weather Service. Strong storms are rolling through the area this morning with winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour. Wind damage from these storms will occur, and they did have a bunch last night because there's a lot of power outages. It's going to be hot in the region with indexes reaching as high as 115. In northeastern Oklahoma, heat-related illnesses are increased as temperatures rise, and those working outside are advised to take caution. Iowa, Illinois, rivers are overrunning their banks after excessive rainfall. Thunderstorms are possibly heading into the weekend that may bring damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes. Heavy rainfall is also possible Friday into Saturday, which could lead to some more flooding issues. Interesting. We got all kinds of stuff going on. First, I got to talk about this, and I want to talk about it. Our annual KCO Open is coming up this Saturday at the Elk City Golf and Country Club, brought to you by One Source Control Products, LLC, and Arc Energy. Just wanted to let everybody know that's playing in it this weekend. Tee times are at 7:30 and at 1:30. 7:30 tee times for the morning group, 1:30 for the afternoon. And this will be the first KECO open with the new clubhouse. How about that? And I did get a text from the Cotton King, a.k.a. Fat Boy, according to his uncles. Anyway, he's in Elk City at the Barber Dyson celebration going on out there. And he informed me, so you guys let me know if he did it. He was going to go in there and holler Boomer Sooner because the OSU horse is there. And I don't know if Pistol Pete's there or not. But anyway, oh, man. Anyways, he's causing trouble. So he's out there. And then we got your deadline for if you want to buy a lifetime hunting license in Oklahoma, hunting and fishing license. You got a few days left here because it's July 1st. It's going up, I think, $350, $400 for a lifetime license, which is still a bargain if you ask me, especially if you're young enough. That's coming up, and we got some deadlines with the FSA that I'll cover here coming up in the next segment. So let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. Because it is Taylor Ranch happy hour today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update, and Beaver had a huge sale yesterday. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Who's the hottest? Oh, let's go with Dozer. 101 degrees right now. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update for the eastern part of the Panhandle. 101, heat index already at 107. Humidity's 35, dew point 68. The winds are out of the northwest at 5. 1.45 inches of rain so far this month, which is about over. 84 degrees is the 8-inch soil temperature. Let me back up in case my wife's listening. While I remember about this, I'm going to say this, not forget. Remember. Anyway, I got a new word for my language, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, it's called Jimbonics. Anyway, so a buddy of mine from up in Roger Mills County called this morning, and we were talking. He said, "Hey, do you ever get any allergy in your tank?" And I had to think a minute. It caught me off guard, and I said, no, never get any allergies in my tank, but I do get algae. So now we're going to call that green stuff in our tanks, if you do get it, is allergy. It's not algae. It's allergy. That's a new Jimbonics word. So anyway, if you hear me say, "Hey, you got any allergy in that tank?" I'm looking for some algae. All right. So anyway, I bet he's regretting saying that this morning. Anyway, all right, let's see. Let's check the current prices. Here is your Lipscomb's Dealerships Ag Market Update. July corn, 423, down 1 3/4. September's 429, down 2. Soybeans for July, 1168, up 4 3/4. August is 1146, up 1 1/4. Soybean meal, July, 360.60, down 470. August is 348.10, down 4 even. Soybean oil is up for July at 43.54. It's up 78. August is 43.83, up 80. Check this out. A little different. Hard red winter wheat, July, 580, up 4.5. And September is 585, up 4 1/4. Got a long ways to go on that wheat there, buddy. Cotton, it's doing all right. July cotton is at 72.67. 0.07, and then sugar daddy's he might be hanging on to sugar a little bit because the market's closed for July anyway, it looks like right now. But anyway, it is 19.24 cents a pound, up 14 today. Texas oil from West Texas, that is, August is 81.02, up 19 cents. Natural gas, not so good, is down to 264 for July. Looks like the NASDAQ is unchanged for right now. S&P is down 350, and the Dow's up 25. Let's see what cattle's doing. June cattle, live, just changed. 192.07, up 260. August is 186.62, up 220. October, 186.05, up 170. Feeder cattle, August, 261.50, up 245. September's 262.35, up 227. October's 262.82, up 222. Lean hogs for July, 89.65, up 65. And August is 89, even, up 225. Oh, I forgot to tell you about one of my ventures yesterday. My favorite ex-mother-in-law visit my high tunnel yesterday, and you know, it's hard to catch her smiling, but anyway, she said, "Them look good, Jimmy." So I sent two home with her. So anyways, good to see her. Anyways, come on, drove all the way from Canute come down to the west of Carter, down in the river country, and check out the high tunnel. Her and Debbie did. So anyway, that was good stuff. Okay, let's see what happened at Beaver yesterday. It looks crazy. 4,003 heads sold at Beaver. Looks like bred heifers were bringing somewhere around $1,490 a head. There was not very many of them, but there was 12 of them. Let's see, bulls. There was 11 head of bulls. Average weight, 1,748. Brought 2,860, 39 a head. Average, 163.62 per 100 weight to be exact. Bull calves, they had quite a few of those, 101 of them. Average weight, 483. Average price, 269.93. Average per head, 2 cents shy of 1305 a head. Cows, let's see, they had quite a few cows here. 194 head of cows, average weight, 1185. Average price, 143.74. Average per head, $1,703.56. Heifer calves, they had 173 of them, 452 average, 275.23 per hundredweight. 1244 a head. Heifer yearlings. I like the report. It's easy to read. 1,163 head. Average weight, 702. Average price, 249.01. $1,748.51 a head for 700 pound average weight. Let's see here. Pairs. They had 7 pairs up there. They averaged 25, 21, 43 a head. Steer calves, 156 head, 483 was the weight, 290.61 was the price, 1,402.50 was the total per head. Here we go. This take me a while. No, I got right to it. 2,179 head of steer yearlings, average weight 851, average price 255.28, average head per head. $2,172.76. Let me see what the top one was here real quick. You can actually do this in this report. Here's some 20. Here we go. There was 61. Check this out. 61 steers weighing 952. Brought 254.50 per hundredweight. Average cost, what they brought, there was two or three sets of these. This is doing that. $2,423.17. Almost $2,500. I don't see any $2,500 ones in here, but there was some darn sure close ones here. That a few dollars shy of that. So interesting. In Oklahoma last week, I forgot to mention this Monday, and I wanted to go over it with you. Breaker cows, quite a few cows being sold right now, and I'm not sure if people are culling or if people are running out of grass. It could be all the above, because I understand if you are running out of grass, this thing, it's turning backwards in a hurry. But anyway, breaker cows were bringing, what did it say here? 147 was the high, 139 was the average. And boner cows, quite a few, like 500 head of them, they were bringing, the high was 144, the low was 113, but the average was 137.35. And lean cows, quite a few of those too. Low was 96.92, very low, they said, lightweight. And then, but the average was 132.79 per hundredweight, and the high was 135.38 on those. So, anyway, quite a bit. A lot of action going on with cattle right now, mainly because of prices, but there's no telling what's going to happen if we don't get some rain in a lot of areas here pretty quick. I know, like I said, I get 5 miles apart. I got grass in one area and none in the other. So we're going to see what happens here. Anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have you some updates that you need to know about from the USDA, because it's almost the end of June, and there's some deadlines coming up now and deadlines coming up here in the middle of July. So I need you to pay attention, if you would, please. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ah! garage doors are the largest moving object in your home. It's time to make sure your garage door is operating safely and properly. Cody Giblet, owner of Southwest Overhead Garage Door in Elk City, is reminding you that June is Garage Door Safety Month. Call Southwest Overhead Garage Door today at 580-225-3667 to schedule to have your garage door checked out to make sure it's operating properly. Remember, working on garage doors is very dangerous, so let the professionals handle it. Southwest Overhead Door, 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril. Call 1-800-605-8997. That's 800-605-8997. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-605-8997. 800-605-8997.
You look outside and notice the grass is getting tall and will need mowed soon. But your old push mower is on its last leg and you sure could use a new mower. You head down to the convenience store and get your usual cup of coffee and pick up a copy of the Penny News. Then you see it. It's right there on the front page. DJ's Rentals in Elk City is discounting their in-stock zero-turn mowers. You think to yourself, now's the perfect time to get what I need and save some money too. My wife will be so proud.
Tips Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. Justin Twyman, what does that mean?
Well, Sean, that means that we can go out and shop multiple carriers. We're not tied to one line of business. That way, if one line of business declines you, we have another line of business to come in and quote. So Tips Agency, we currently represent a little over 100 carriers. So we have an outlet for your insurance needs.
How can that help someone looking for personal or commercial insurance?
Well, that just gives them options. We don't want to limit our customers to one option. That way, we don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Justin, you handle several corporate insurance policies. What sets you apart?
I always tell everyone I'm not a typical insurance agent. You know, I've been around the oil field since I was born and raised here. So I know how it works. Sometimes you get home at night after work, and you're like, man, I was supposed to call the insurance guy, and you didn't do it. So every customer I've got, they have my cell phone number. They shouldn't hesitate to call me, ask me the question. Let's get it knocked out so they don't forget the next day.
What's the best way to contact you at the Tips Agency?
You can stop by my office, 314 North Main Street, just north of Walgreens, or you can call my cell phone. Cell phone number is 580-374-1052.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, I got a picture from a gentleman down there around Frederick. I don't know what he's doing. Probably running up and down the road knowing Eric. But anyway, he sent me a picture of a fairly fully grown size covey of quail. They look like they're 6 weeks old, maybe 8 weeks. You had to really look hard to see the difference between mommy and daddy and them, but that's awesome. They must be eating grasshoppers down there. But I did, it was kind of interesting what a comment one of my friends from Hover made this morning when he called talking to me is, when we had lots of turkeys and lots of quail, we really didn't have any major issues with grasshoppers. And that's probably true to a certain extent. And anyway, but if we do have some quail or baby turkeys this year, there should be plenty to eat. He told me he's spraying his grasshoppers down there for the third time on some cotton, some other stuff, I imagine. Anyway, it's crazy. Grasshoppers are out of control. And they're all looking at me in my garden. I went through there with the spotlight last night after I turned the water on the peanuts about 10 o'clock. And they're all sitting on those tomato branches staring at me right before I thumped them. anyway, grasshoppers, they're irritating. But anyway, also, what else is there? There's that I was going to remind you guys of. Hell, I already forgot. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. I picked the big town of Camargo, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 93. Feels like 101. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 73. Humidity is 53%. And the winds are out of the east, southeast at 11 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 88 one-hundredths of an inch. And it looks like they got a little sprinkle yesterday in the last 24 hours. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91 degrees. Sunset at 8:58. Hot and 103 today. Tonight, 20% chance of, a slight chance that is, of thunderstorms, 73 for a high. Tomorrow, hot, 101. Not much wind either. Okay, let me get to my USDA email here. I got it here. Real hand. Where are you at? Let's see here. It's from Beckham County also. Bear with me here a second. I know where it's here right here. I just seen it. I delete stuff. Here it is. It says Beckham County. So here's some important dates for you guys to remember. And it is June 19th. So that's already passed. June 28th. That's coming up Friday. Today's Wednesday. The CRP grassland sign-up deadline. So if you're going to sign up for any, and this is probably statewide on this deal here, they will be closed on July 4th because it's Independence Day. And then Maine here, and I already got mine reported, July 15th, acreage reporting deadline for summer crops, warm season grass, and CRP. July 15th. And then my John Deere salesman shoots me a text. He said, I don't have a clue. You know, I want to do this deal on sprayers. He's not helping me none. Anyway, I'll get to that later on in the show. So, first of all, I've been talking a lot about other tractors, and I haven't talked about a John Deere one in at least a week. So, anyway, I've seen this come out in Successful Farming and Ag Web. Anyway, I think it's cool. John Deere has announced the 6M tractor for the 25 model year, with 18 models and 5 frame size options ranging from 95 to 250 horse. The 6M tractor is designed to be customized to fit the needs of your farm or your ranch while maintaining versatility for a variety of applications. The tractor, it's a workhorse for many farms and ranchers, says Dennis Ogle, marketing manager for John Deere's midsize tractor line. The new 6M tractor is bigger, smarter, faster, and more efficient and customizable, making it the go-to tractor for many farms, including dairy and beef operations. You listening, Sandy? I might need me a new 6M since it goes up to 250 horse. I'll do a 240 horse one. The 6M tractor range in power from 95 to 250 with a 20 horsepower boost for non-stationary PTO and transport applications for Deere's intelligent power management. The models from 95 to 140 horsepower come standard with John Deere's 24-speed Power Quad Plus 25-mile-an-hour transmission. The models 155 to 220 horsepower come standard with the 20-speed Power Quad Plus 25-mile-an-hour transmission. And then big boys here, 230 to 250 horsepower come standard with a 25-mile-an-hour Infinity variable transmission, the IVT. I hope I said that right. Anyway, the 6M tractors are designed for maneuverability, where they're short wheelbases ranging from 94 to 110 inches and high visibility with sloped hoods. These models have a high front and rear hitch left capacity and are compatible with Deere 600R line of front-end loader attachments. And here's some options. Check this out. The new models are designed to meet the specification of a farmer's operation, with Deere recommending interested buyers reach out to their local John Deere dealer to build what's right for them. And yeah, this salesman I got, old Corey over at Weatherford right here, he knows everything. Well, yeah, I thought he did. Shoot, I don't know. I don't have a clue. Yeah, that's the guy you want to call. I'm just kidding, Corey. Anyway, if farmers are looking for a tractor to help with multiple tasks around their farm, this is their tractor. Whether you're putting up hay, moving bales, feeding, mowing roadsides, removing snow, or any number of other tasks, the 6M tractor is the workhorse that can complete the job. Dual tire configurations are available across the range of models. Farmers are able to upgrade the transmission and all the models with the options including the 16-speed power quad, the 24-speed auto quad plus, the 24-speed command quad plus, really, and IVTs, power quad plus and auto quad plus creeper options are available. Holy crap, man, you better spend a week at your salesman's office to get this right. Anyway, multiple cab packages are available to increase operator efficiency as well as more precision ag technology with the updated corner post display and connectivity. Check it out, because you guys, with all this money you're making off your cattle this year, I'm kidding, you might need to spend it on a new tractor. Anyway, everybody says, just to correct myself on that, a lot of people says, man, you know, we're at record highs with cattle right now, especially feeders. It don't matter. We've had a lot of bad years, and we're not caught up on from them yet. So good years are helping. How's that? Anyway, okay, let's see. Got that one, and I might as well get off on this one here. As soon as I, yeah, there we go. So I seen this article on this, and I think they've tried it out here north of town on Jimmy and Spencer's place out here, and I didn't get to go out there to try it. But this new technology helped a farmer cut his herbicide use by 60%, and it's working very efficient-like. Up in Michigan, it's always a busy day on the Scenic View Dairy this time of the year. With 2,000 head of cows being milked and a couple thousand acres of crops in the field, it's bustling more than ever. The crops look pretty good this year, said Brian Geerlings. I hope I said that right, a partner in Scenic View Dairy. We got off to a little bit of a slow start with a cooler spring, but we've got some heat right now, and that's making the crops turn around, and they're looking good. He says that while weather is a challenge year to year on the farm, his biggest his other biggest challenges as a dairy producer are milk prices and finding enough labor. Labor has been a challenge. Obviously, it seems like after the COVID pandemic, we couldn't get people to work quite as well. And this is a true story. Just ask your neighbor. The pricing of milk has been a challenge. There's been ups and downs. It's not a lot of fun when we can't pay our bills, and that weighs heavy on us when we can't. So pricing matters a lot in situations. The reality for dairy producers is milk prices has been below cost of production for consecutive years. He says lately prices have turned around, so the dairy side of the business is a little more optimistic, and he says a little more. The good news for Scenic View Dairy, because the partners are serious about milking cows and pumping close to 40 million pounds a day. That's a lot of milk. Anyway, but he says the operation is much more than a dairy farm. The producers are progressive, proactive, and always on the hunt for best technologies. We've done several things in the last 20 years. We put in drones for spraying fields, and now this seed and spray technology with John Deere that I think has been very valuable. There are other technologies we look at and passed on either because they didn't seem to be a good fit for our farm or didn't provide good payback. He says they definitely won't shy away from technology, from turning methane gas into natural gas and putting it in a pipeline to finding a new ways to spray crops. The partners are always looking for ways to become more efficient and are often easy adopters of technology. One of the recent additions to the farm was the sprayer. Instead of buying a new sprayer, the dairy opted for a used sprayer, but they added precision upgrade kit with See and Spray. We're working with some weeds that are herbicide resistant, and it's truly no secret there are those are out there, and we have a couple of them that are a problem for us, but we really want to be able to control costs. The weed isn't widespread. It's certain areas or spots in the field, so to broadcast spray the entire field becomes very costly. He says weed controls on his property can cost anywhere from $20 to $30 an acre plus some. But by being able to see and spray only the weeds actually present in the field, the technology is producing a savings even bigger than he imagined would be possible. And that's why I was after Corey to see what one of these setups cost, which I was just trying to get something to go off here. But anyway, if you cut your herbicide use 50 to 60% spraying, that's a lot. And I know your chemical salesmen are hating me right now, but hey, we got people who got to get smarter. So anyway, for a dairy that sits close to Lake Michigan, the savings isn't about just about dollars. Less herbicide use means applications are more environmentally friendly than ever. He says, my dad always said farmers were the first environmentalists, so it really fits with our philosophy of trying not to use more product than we absolutely have to. So yeah, maybe I'll figure this see and spray deal out. I'm sure some of you guys have already seen it in the use out there, but anyway, kind of cool deal. All right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma and a little bit about the Taylor Ranch and some more events the KECO has coming up. And what else? Water. Crazy cattle prices and water requirements. All to finish the show up today. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transparency, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Eric, Oklahoma, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. It's 102, feels like 107. You and Hollis are the hot spots in the state right now. Dew points at 66, humidity's 32. The winds are out of the north, northeast. 9 miles an hour with the wind gust up to 16. 10-day rate total, 0.03 inches of rain. That's, 31 thousandths of an inch, according to my nuclear scientist buddy up in Roger Mills County that has really bad allergy problems in his tank. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 94 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Which is not good. Sunset at 8:58. 20% chance, slight chance of storms today. 107. You're going to get there. Wednesday night, which is tonight, 73. 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, just hot. 103. Probably hotter. Southeast to south winds, 7 to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. So, there you go. Not good. Anyway. All right. Here's some events coming up besides our KECO Open. July 20th, the KECO Wild Plum Jam Music Fest will be over at Sayre. And when's it? July 20th, 5 o'clock. Music starts at 7, park at Sayre. And then we got, Groove to the Beats of Sensational Artists, The Great Divide, Caroline Grace. And, of course, the stud muffin himself, Tyler Wilhelm, will be there. So, anyway, tickets are just $30 for that whole thing. They'll be $40 at the gate, so secure tickets in advance. Kids 12 and under will be in free, so bring the whole family. Let the good times roll. And then July 27th, the next Saturday, will be the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby and Presidio Family Day. The fishing derby starts at 8 there at Ackley Park, and then also the Presidio Family Day train rides, carousel, putt-putt, they will do that until 1 o'clock. So anyway, $100 specifically marked fishes. So Carter Ripto, get ready if you're gonna hang out with me all day that Saturday. You're gonna need to bring different bait than you did last year. I wasn't impressed. So anyway, we'll have that going on. So there's some couple other events coming up. Okay, let me go back to my mail, and I wanted to go back to this USDA things. So according to this Beckham County email from the FSA, and most of them say this because I've got mine from Greer and Beckham County. Anyway, contact us regarding any records. Super, it says super important stuff. Changes to bank accounts, transfer of lands, ownership changes, new land acquired through lease or purchase. They need to know all this thing. Not when you go sign up for something, they need to know it now. So call them, set up an appointment, or just let them know what's going on. Or if you can email, they can probably do that now. And the USDA is now accepting farm loan payments online. How about that? What else is going on? Every successful farm starts with a plan. The NRCS works to help farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners invest in their operations. They've done a wonderful job with me, so I got to brag on them. So anyway, if you buy some land and you want to get some stuff going on, call over, set up an appointment, go by and talk to your local NRCS, no matter what county you are in Oklahoma. And Texas A&M AgriLife, I bet, does this exact same thing. So, also, important deal here, nominations are open for the 24 county committees. And what does it say here? Elections will occur in certain local, blah, blah, blah. Let's see what we got going on here. See where the deadline is. I don't see it. Either that or I'm not seeing it. Anyway, so anyway, that's going on. For more information, just call your FSA office or check your emails from USDA. I'm sure you got it in there somewhere. Check your emails and see what's going on with that. All right. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. They then put the calves on feed, in some cases as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks the full genetic potential and gives the customer, or the consumer, sorry, that juicy mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it's going to be served on their own Taylor. Quarters, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Also available, that's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. How about that? Thank you, Taylor Ranch, for sponsoring my show every Wednesday since the day the show started. Matter of fact, I think my anniversary is really quick. 3 years this show's been going on. 3 whole years. And I'm glad that the Cotton King has only been on it for about 8 months. I don't know if I could have handled 3 years of him on the show. Anyway, let's see here. Water requirements in the summer. We go over this every year, but I'm going to go over it again just to remind you. On a hot summer day, what is that song? Is that on a hot summer day? What's that rock song? Anybody remember? Anyway, on a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a cool drink of clean water to quench one's thirst. For cattle out on the pasture, their need for clean, accessible water is very important for good health, says experts from Kansas State University Beef Cattle Institute on a recent Cattle Chat podcast. Cattle that are eating dry hay will need to consume more water than cows eating fresh green grass. And if they are in a hot environment, they'll drink about twice as much water as cows do in the winter. K-State beef cattle nutritionist Philip Lancaster said, in the summer, Lancaster estimates that cows need to drink about 2 gallons of water for every 100 pounds of weight. An adult cow aren't the only animals on the pasture with a need for water. Even though their diet is mainly milk, calves also need to drink water to help their ruminant property digest any foods they are starting to consume. Not only is it important to provide water access for cattle, but the quality of water is key to good health. K-State veterinarian Bob Larson said, anytime cattle are not hydrated as well as they could be, they are susceptible to disease in some cases, a pneumonia. One source of water for cattle and pastures is ponds. When the water quality is important, it's best to keep the cattle out of the ponds by fencing them out and piping the water to a tank. Having a pipe that runs through an earthen dam regulates the temperature so the cattle will want to drink more. Never thought of that. Another option is to grant cattle limited access to the pond by fencing them out, except for a gravel path to one part of the pond. That might work where you're at, but not around here. Depending on the herd size, generally speaking, the path is 20 to 40 foot wide, and because it's gravel, the cattle won't linger as long due to the way it feels on their hooves. All right. He also said gravel keeps sediment from filling the pond. With this system, the pond can be healthy and cattle can still get benefits that they need. How about that? If you want to hear all this deal, go over there to that podcast called Cattle Chat and check it out. Well, and my landlord, me and him hauled each a tank out to those cows on Merritt Road today, and he's always very appreciative and takes care of his cows. They're spoiled rotten. Matter of fact, he was telling me this morning he used to, or he did, back in the day when they had to water last time, he put protein tubs by the big cow water tanks because the calves, especially the little ones, couldn't reach up in the big ones and get a drink of water. So he always puts out a couple of protein tubs out there and fills them up with water so that babies can drink. How sweet's that? Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Teresa Franks. I did some horse trading before the show. I traded zucchini bread with chocolate nuts in it for tomatoes. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah American. God bless.
Pick up on a dirt road.